Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Entrepreneurship is more popular than ever with today's college students, which is why our next guest says that it's also more important than ever to make sure these students are prepared for the ups and downs of the entrepreneurial journey. Gail DePriest is a senior lecturer and director of executive leadership and corporate relations at Clemson University's MBA program. We've got her on the phone now from her office in Greenville, South Carolina. Gail, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, first of all, give us a picture of the MBA program there at Clemson.
About one-third of the population are full-time students, but about two-thirds are working professionals that might be coming in the evening or on the weekends or actually taking classes online. So we have close to 700 students here in the one building on Main Street.
How long have you been in downtown Greenville, and how has that worked out with the actual campus itself being miles away at Clemson?
It's actually a pretty common trend that universities have repositioned their graduate studies, especially their master's in business, to be in Main Street across America, because it puts those graduate students, especially business students, closer to businesses, and it attracts working professionals that certainly wouldn't necessarily be driving out to a campus. So Business District has been very good for our program. Our growth has been pretty substantial since that happened.
Well, now let's talk about what you are doing with entrepreneurship with the MBA students.
I teach the Innovation and Creativity class, which is the first class when students enter that entrepreneurship program. It's a weekend class on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have students from all over who come in for two weekends a semester during this just over a year program. What I began to notice is that the stress of working and then coming in for the weekend really was something I wanted to be sure to address in some way. So I began offering students the heart rate variability studies along with their regular class studies about 2 years ago. And the goal was to really help them have a tool for self-regulation. The HeartMath program is used for Navy SEALs because it allows them to be more focused, to be calmer in doing the work that they have to do, which is very precise.
I don't think anybody would be surprised to hear that entrepreneurs can be under a lot of stress.
Yes, and in this program, students go through and they have to pitch and they have to pivot and they have to take classes and pass exams. So again, when they're doing that along with working, which many of them are, even if it's an internship, they have to kind of push a reset button when they come into class. What we know is the heart sends more messages to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. And the new science of the heart tells us that the heart has neurotransmitters just like the brain. So when we begin a regimen of heart-focused breathing coupled with pulling in a positive emotion such as courage or joy or love or gratitude, the heart sends a positive message to the brain and a phenomenon called coherence happens. Athletes use this method for gaining top performance, and a study of pharmacists show that they had less errors in their work when they practiced this methodology. So we wanted to bring it into the class to help our students really recalibrate and be focused and ready to be creative.
And so are you then seeing the students take this same heart monitoring out into the real world when they graduate?
Yes, actually, we've had a lot of feedback. Our research over the six-week period showed a statistically significant reduction in their stress, but we actually are receiving the anecdotal feedback from students saying, I'm using this to prep and go into a boardroom meeting. I'm using this when I see that my heart rate is up during a meeting. I'm able to begin the process of doing the heart-focused breathing, calming down, and self-regulation is definitely something that we're hearing back from students.
Now, with today's technology, anybody with a smartwatch can do this, right?
Exactly. Anyone who has a smartwatch and can see their heart rate number can absolutely do the heart-focused breathing. And then pulling in that positive emotion, that's the second piece, is actually a really nice reset for getting to a calm state. And the neuroscience tells us that calm equals insight.
Well, Gail, thank you so much for your time today.
You're so welcome, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Gail DePriest is a senior lecturer and director of executive leadership and corporate relations with the Clemson University MBA program in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her program posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.